All right, what's up everyone, welcome back to the What's Up You podcast. It's Kevin and I am here with another guest.
Hello, my name is also Kevin. I am 22 years old now, just had my birthday last week, and I'm currently working. I graduated this past June from UW, and I've been working at a company called Calabra. We do it's like a half and half between staffing and kind of like cloud consulting services. So that's kind of what I've been doing. I've been doing half recruiting and half, you know, consulting and account management. So that's kind of what I'm doing right now. I'm up in Seattle, like the near UW. I'm in U District still. I live at Lee.
Yeah, so this is like pretty interesting because I feel like I met you at UW, but then I feel like we've never had a chance, or we never really just ever met up with each other, right?
Right. Like, I think we've seen each other in like groups a lot and like kind of like other things, but we never like one-on-one did something.
Yeah, I'm glad. How are you doing?
that's a good question. Yeah, man, I'm all right. I think it's like a weird phase of my life, like transitioning into like adulthood and like the working environment, like corporate job, you know. So
yeah,
it's been like, on one side it's been dope, like, you know, I'm getting money. I'm, you know, like making like new relationships and friendships and learning a lot. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you know, it's definitely like overwhelming a little bit, just because, you know, I've never done something like this. So I'm kind of learning all from scratch and like looking at people. It's like, it's really easy to compare yourself to like either people who are working like at the same company doing like a lot better than you, or like who've been there for a while. And also like comparing myself to like, because all of my friends are still seniors, you know, like, so they're still in school. So comparing myself to like them, like, you know, doing school and doing all the college stuff. So it's been both dope and pretty kind of, you know, sad at times. But overall, you know, I'm pretty thankful. You know, I can't complain too much, just because, you know, I have a job, I have a place to live at, and I have my friends. So, you know,
that's dope.
At the end of the day, it's pretty chill.
Are you living in UW campus right now?
Yeah. I'm living at Lee.
Oh, what the heck? Oh, okay. Who do you live with? At Lee.
I live with like Dan, Daniel Shim, and like Johnny, Sean Yang, John Lee.
Oh, like Johnny Su?
Yeah, Johnny Su.
Oh, dang. Okay. So do you go to Hyungjae, or like, do you still go out to church or not?
No, I don't go to Hyungjae, so my dad's a pastor.
Oh, okay.
So I go to his church. It's in Federal. Well, it started in like Fed, and then now we're in Tacoma, so that's, yeah. So I'm going to Tacoma every weekend.
Oh, shoot, dude. Dang.
I know.
Do you drive down or bus down or something?
Yeah, I drive.
Okay, that's good. Are you happy?
that's actually a really good question. And like, I wish like more people talked about it, I guess, just because like, I think it's also because like when people like meet each other, it's like easy to kind of brush past that, like talk about the easy stuff, like, you know, like, oh, like how's school, you know. But like, am I happy? I feel like I should be happy, but like for some reason I feel like something like feels like missing, I guess, or a little out of place, if that makes sense.
Well, what do you think is, do you think you know what the missing factor is, or what's missing, kind of?
Honestly, I'm not, like, I think I'm still trying to figure that out, but, like, I feel like it's been like this for a while, kind of, like, every, like, kind of, like, fall, like, early winter season has been, like, pretty challenging for me. I think it is a seasonal thing, but it's just kind of, I don't know, it's always been a little, like, gloomy, you know. I think it's also the weather, like, not as much sunshine. like going from summer and like, you know how Seattle just changes drastically to
Seattle's
like
weather is
rain and coldness.
Actually terrible. I think it's exactly. think it's rained like the past like month, like every day, except for like the past 2 days, right? Like it actually sucks.
And then I think this year, I think this year, like additionally, like with that, there's also like, you know, like adjusting to the like the new work life, like working, you know, 40 hours a week. It's like the work life balance, like figuring out what that is for me, what that looks like. And then also trying to like, you know, make time for people in my life and make time for myself. Like, I feel like it's a lot to juggle, I guess, like, especially because I did graduate like a year early. So I don't know, I felt like I still felt really young, but then I was kind of placed into something where I had to be more grown. And at first, I guess it was a little intimidating and it was a little confusing just because I don't really know exactly what to do or how to navigate. Because like, I feel like no one really like navigates you through. You just kind of got to figure it out. So I guess, yeah, that transition additionally with the like the weather changes and stuff, I guess, was just kind of like made me feel some kind of like I wasn't being fulfilled somehow in terms of happiness, I guess.
Yeah, you know how you said like you obviously graduated early, right? And then you went full time kind of right after. Mm-hmm. Is that how it went? Yeah, so like what do you think was hard about that?
I did give myself like a 2 month like vacation, kind of like a summer where I did have fun. I did do like a couple of different things. But yeah, it's just, I think what's challenging is like the whole, like it's a different lifestyle, you know, like at school, you kind of have a lot of freedom in terms of like, you go to your classes, like, you know, probably like 3 or 4 classes, hour or two long each. And then you know, either go study, like you have a set like schedule of like, you're going to do this throughout the day.
Yeah.
But I feel like when you start working, you get up a lot or like you have to get up at a certain time every day. You work, and then after work you got to figure out what you're going to do in terms of like, what am I going to eat? What am I going to like do? Who am I going to see? Or am I going to do anything? Am I going to do the laundry? You know, I feel like
laundry.
It went from kind of like a lifestyle of like being a student, like you get used to kind of like changing schedules and kind of like having a lot of like freedom of your time. And also like, you know what you need to do. But I feel like with work, it's like, sometimes, you know, you got to work over the clock, you know, just because, like, that's just how it goes. But, like, figuring out, you know, how to balance all that, I guess that's what's challenging for me.
Like, if you were to go back to college, would you have extended a year or, like, not graduate early? Or do you think you'd just be chilling like you are now?
That's a great question. I think if you asked me, like, 2 months ago, I'd probably say I'd go back to college. But now I think I'm happy with where I'm at. I think I'm finding, you know, my place and, like, what I want to do and stuff. Like, although, like, you know, you have this, like, fixed schedule and you kind of got to, like, figure things out. I think once you do, like, start figuring it out a little bit, then, like, it's pretty fun. You know, I still I've learned to, like, make time for people and to do things, like, on the weekends and, like, to, you know, kind of, like, converse with people again. I feel like another thing that was hard about going into the corporate life was like, you know how like school, all that was online the past year or 2 years or whatever, and then I go into work, so like we don't do remote, so I go into work and I'm like calling people like every day, so I feel like going from like not really talking to anyone, not really having so much social interaction, to like having a lot of social interaction all at once was like, well, because I'm pretty introverted. So, like, I just gained energy from being by myself or just, like, chilling a little bit. But I think being put in a situation where I have to be more, you know, expressive and talk to people and, you know, stuff like that, I feel like it was a big change.
Like, I live with 2 other guys that are, like, full-time working right now. Like, one's my cousin and one's some other dude. But, yeah, they work from home and basically 9 to 5, whatever. But I don't know. It's just like sometimes I look at that and I'm like, I definitely will be in that position when I graduate college. Mm-hmm. But I'm just curious how long I will do that for. Have you ever thought about like how long you might do that?
Dude, I feel you. Like, sometimes I'm like, dang, am I gonna do this like the rest of my life? Like, I was like, dang, I don't know. But I think, like, I feel like this is a lot of people, but like, I think I'm like interested in like one, like trying to like start investing into like whether it be stocks or like stuff like that. I haven't really done much of it, so I'm not like, I'm not like an expert at it, but I think like investing is like really smart. Especially with like the market, like tech market these days, it's like it's pretty crazy. And then I feel like another thing that I was interested in was like kind of like real estate or like kind of like house flipping and stuff like that. I feel like it's a cool way to make like passive income and stuff like that. So yeah, obviously, you know, like I've been working for, you know, a few months, so I'm not like no expert in anything. But in terms of like, yeah, I definitely want to try different things, and I'm definitely not like someone who wants to just do one thing for the rest of my life. Like, I want to try different things. Like, something I really, really want to do eventually, I don't know if it's gonna happen or not, but like, is like work for a professional like sports team.
Sports team, yeah. Dude, that'd be insane.
Yeah, I really want to work for a sports team. I know, like, I don't care what I do, like, I just like want to do something for a sports team. It's because like I feel like, you know, you and I both can share that, like, we love sports, you know, and it'd just be really dope.
What are you into? Have you been watching any sports these days?
Yeah, man, dude, I'm all on that NFL, NBA action. Yeah, those are
NBA.
my two. Those are my two favorite. I think, yeah, I think NFL is probably my favorite. Like, football is probably my favorite to watch. But then NBA is like a close. It's very close. I really enjoy watching NBA as well.
What do you do besides work these days?
I watch a lot of sports. That's one. I watch a lot of sports, so there's that. I've been watching, yeah, because like, you know, there's NFL, NBA, college football, like college. There's every day pretty much you have something going on. So
Of course,
I watch a lot of sports. I try to like meet people. Maybe not every day, but maybe like every other day, or try to go on a drive or something. And then on the weekends, you know, I'll go out, you know, maybe like get a drink with some boys. And then, yeah, just chill. I mean, yeah, I don't, my life's pretty simple, I think. Like, I don't really do too much. Like, I'm not someone who really like does a lot, I think. But I think I try to make it, yeah, I don't do any extravagant things, but like, I like to have fun with what I have, and like, I like to have like just comment, yeah, just chill fun, I guess.
Have an ideal life kind of thing. Do you have like an idea of that? Like oh, if I was in this position or this happened or that happened.
I think what I've realized like makes me happy is kind of having things like laid out. I think I like some sort of organization. Like, maybe not like every day, like I'm gonna do this and this, but like in terms of like, oh, like in the bigger picture, you know, I'm gonna be working, like I'm gonna, you know, see my friends, hang out on the weekends, go to church, I'm gonna, you know, watch sports, do this stuff. And then like, I feel like having things like looking forward to things is like really nice for me, 'cause going back to like the sports thing, I'm actually going to a Lakers and Trailblazers game in this in February.
Nice.
Yeah, and I know it's probably not the same for you, but LeBron James is my favorite player of all time. So
I love Dame too, dude.
I'm very, very excited to see it. Yeah, I love Dame. I love, you know, hopefully AD's playing, and like, you know, I like Russ too. I know people like to like not like him, but I like Russ. Like, I think he's, in terms of like what he's done in his career, like it's pretty impressive. And but yeah, LeBron, you know, he's my goat. So LeBron's my goat. So I'm excited to see
Dude,
the greatest
that's
basketball player
actually
of
be
all time.
insane. Oh, what? Dude, yeah. Would you, if you could like be a professional at any sport, would it be basketball or football?
I think it'd be basketball, just 'cause like, In football, I feel like it's harder to shine in football because, like, you have to be so, like, good because there's so many guys on a team, you know? Like, you have to, like, it's harder to, I think it's harder to shine on a football field than, like, a basketball field. Also, like, injuries, like, you can definitely get injured a lot easier. And, like,
It's more
I feel like a lot
dangerous
of
for
players get,
sure.
like, CTE, like, yeah, it's, like, brain damage and stuff. So,
Jesus,
I think I'd definitely play basketball.
Honestly, same. It's either basketball or tennis.
It's because you're goated, bro, at basketball.
Dude, tennis, bro. Is
Really,
it? I don't know. Tennis is because, yeah. What's up?
are you better at tennis than basketball?
No, I think no. Tennis is way harder for me. Yeah,
Really?
because tennis, like, so after I quit basketball freshman year of high school, I played tennis for my school. And
Oh.
then I think it was so fun for me. Like, in my high school, like, the best thing about going to high school was tennis. Like,
Oh, dang. Wait, where'd you go,
I went to
by the way?
Jackson High School.
Oh, okay.
Wait, where'd you go?
I went to high school in, like, the Tacoma area. I went to Curtis High School. I don't know if you ever heard about it, but I went to Curtis. But I grew up in the Linwood area, though. So, yeah, I grew up in the Linwood area, so I kind of, I'm a little aware of, like, what's over there.
I see. But yeah, I played tennis, so like that was like one of the best things ever. There's like times where I just like sw say the F word like hella loud, and then my coach would hear it,
For sure.
but then like my coach like kind of didn't care, so he just didn't say anything. And then like there's other stuff. Like, I think it's more so because all my friends played, like all my high school friends. Like, you know how tennis is like an Asian sport at high school, you know? Yeah, so like all of us Asians were just like playing together. And we played like during the summer, we played literally like every day from like I would say 11 to like 6 or like 9 to
Dude, that's
like
so fun.
4, bro. Yeah, it was intense.
That's so fun.
Yeah, we grinded that so hard.
What do you think you liked about tennis?
I think the best thing is like, well, best and worst thing is that it's like all about yourself. As in, it's not a team sport really. I mean, doubles is team sport, but like it's really about like if you're gonna make a mistake or not, right? Because when you hit the ball, like you have to get it inside, then out inside the line, but over the net, you know? And so that's why also people get so pissed in tennis. Like you see people like break their rackets on YouTube or something, you know? Like that's, it's like you have to not make a mistake, but like it's the hardest thing to not make a mistake. And that's why people hate, like get so frustrated. Because all on you. But I'd say that it feels so good that it's all on you. Because when you do something good, you're like, shoot, I just destroyed this guy. Or I just destroyed this person, you know?
You're just nice.
It's kind of like in basketball, you know, like when someone like crosses you up, like you cross someone over or something. Like you break their ankles,
Yeah, it's
you know?
amazing.
Like you're feeling that every time for tennis if you get a win or something. Kinda.
It's true, that's
Yeah, so
true.
I think that's why tennis is so fun.
In high school,
That. Yeah.
I played water polo.
You played
Do you know what water polo is?
water polo?
Water. Yeah.
What? Wait, what the heck? They had that? At your school?
My school had a pool, so we were able to play.
Dude, what was that like?
Yeah. And it was pretty nice. Well, my school, they like they what they do? They remodeled the pool like a couple of years before I came. So like, it was a pretty new pool. So we like had like skate and stuff at like my school.
Oh my
So it was
God.
pretty fun. I actually had so much fun. Like kind of like how tennis like made high school for you. I think water polo made high school for me. Like
Dang,
it was
bro.
definitely like really challenging, because we were like the best team in the state.
Oh
like,
my god! Yeah,
like when I was in school, we got first in state like 4 years in a row, 4 or 5 years in a row. So like I was coming into a team that was like, like they were like D1 recruits and like
what the is going on?
Like college water polo and like, so like, I didn't even make varsity until like junior or senior year. So like,
wow.
But then once I did, you know, like a part of that team, like championship team, like it's pretty dope. I think. And like, it's fun. It's a lot of hard work because I get to like be like, you get to know how to like handle balls, pause.
Yeah.
And then you get to also know how to like swim.
Yeah.
like swim and like tread water and like also know how to shoot, also know how to like pass and all that stuff. So it's a lot, like it's a lot of hard work, but then I feel like it was worth it just because like you have like, you know, your buddies with you and like,
yeah,
you guys are playing together. And
wait, so water polo is,
I don't know, like
is,
we did,
yeah, oh sorry, wait, water polo is like I guess soccer in water kinda.
Yeah
Okay,
it's like handball in water.
Okay, handball in water. Okay, yeah okay,
yeah,
okay. So can you,
but like the plays and stuff, like
yeah go on,
when you run plays and stuff, it's a lot more like basketball though. Okay, it's weird.
I see.
Because like you'll do a lot of ISOs, you'll do like a lot of picks and like drives, and like you have a center, we have centers.
Yeah.
So.
Oh yeah, wait.
Like in terms of like play, like
is there dribbling in water polo?
Yeah.
How do you dribble?
No, you just hold the ball, but you can.
Oh okay, you just swim with the ball.
You don't need to dribble.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you just swim with the ball. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
But usually you try not to. So what you do is you like pass it back to the goalkeeper, and then you'll try to do a counter. So they'll do like a long pass. Like we basically do like Lonzo ball pass, like full court passes all game. Like that's pretty much the game of water polo.
Wait, why? Okay, I guess my question is like, if you're just grabbing the ball and swimming with it, how are they gonna take it from you? Uh-huh. Like.
Well, they're going to catch up. You got to swim around you.
Oh.
That's why it's hard. Like, playing defense is really hard. But then there's also, like, half-court offense. Like, that's not the whole game.
Okay.
It's like, there are counters, but, like, you know how in basketball you do, like, run plays and, like, do offense? Like, you have a point. You have a point.
Yeah.
Like, we just call it point, like, because it's not a guard, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just point. But, like, you run plays, and then they're, like, the main guy who, like, passes it.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
What the heck?
It's pretty fun. Like,
yeah,
it's really cool when you like run a play successfully and it works out. Just like, whoa, that really worked.
Yeah, it's like I've never heard of water polo actually being played in high school, at least.
I know. Like, I didn't know it was a thing until high school either.
Yeah, wait. What other schools did that? Like you guys played against
a lot, dude. Like. Puyallup High School did it, Emerald Ridge High School, Bainbridge, Mercer Island.
Oh, Mercer Island.
Roosevelt.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, like, Sammamish, Interlake, Bellevue.
Oh, wow. Like, a lot. like, almost every school, yeah.
Yeah, a lot. Like, there was, like, yeah, there used to be, like, regions, but now they do, like, Division 1 and 2, like, in the state.
Dang.
So, yeah, it's interesting, but
why'd you?
Yeah.
Did you not do it after high school or anything like that?
Well, there's like a club team at UW, and I think I was gonna do it because a couple of like people that went to my high school and played water polo with me like did it, and then like they were, like I talked to them about it. They said it was pretty fun, but
yeah,
ended up not doing it. I don't know why, but
yeah,
I kind of miss it, man. I feel like it just like it was really fun. I put a lot of like work into it, so
yeah.
Yeah, it's like it was at first. It was weird, like not doing it anymore. I was like,
dude, yeah,
I'm not doing it.
I feel that. I feel that, man. I feel that, especially with the basketball things. Like, it's like, oh yeah. Shoot, like who am I?
Yeah,
did so much basketball.
And hey, do you play ping pong at all?
Ping pong?
Are you good at? Yeah, are you good at ping pong?
I used to just play, and I used to like say that I'm good, but I'm probably not. Yeah, uh-huh. Just because like it's like closely related.
Dude,
to tennis.
I played.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right. I played a lot of like ping pong in high
school.
Oh, shit. I don't know why. I'd be just like...
Dang.
Because... Oh, you remember like Josh Chong?
Oh, Josh Chong, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Josh has a ping pong table at his house.
Oh yeah, he goes ham.
Yeah, after school.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would both just like, and then like another friend, the three of us would just play ping pong like for hours.
Dude,
and, like,
shit.
I remember just having a lot of fun like that.
Bro, maybe we gotta play each other, bro. We gotta make this a thing.
We gotta play.
Dude, yeah, I feel like, yeah, I wish I could play ping pong, but like it's hard to find a table. Or oh wait, does UW? Yeah, wait, exactly. UW has one, I think. Or the
yeah, like area one has yeah. one. Yeah, and then sometimes we'll go, like if it's packed, we'll go to Haggit. That's how down bad we are.
Oh, Haggit has one.
To go to Haggit Hall.
Oh yeah, my Haggit god, Haggit has one, yeah.
And then. Yeah, like a couple of like apartment complexes will have it, but it's like hard to get into because we don't live there.
Yeah, dead. Ping pong, bro. All these water polo though. That just kind of blew me, dude. That blew my mind. Like,
I know.
What the heck?
Every time I tell someone I played water polo, they're like, "What?
Like, what are you? What?" Yeah. Dang, man.
So you asked me, but like. Are you happy? And, like, what makes you happy?
Am I happy? Shiz. I think, to answer that, I feel like I can be happier. I think the one thing that, like, makes me not as happy as I want to be is that, like, I, like, am not reaching out to friends or you know, and like it's like something where I don't know why I exactly don't do that, or like I don't know why I just don't do it. I think I just think about like, oh shoot, I haven't talked to them in a long time, like they probably just moved on, or like I don't know, they probably it is, you know, like think about all that dumb stuff that doesn't matter. The only way to know,
I feel that so hard.
Yeah, the only way to know is to just be like, hey, what's up, you know, and then be like, hey,
yeah,
whatever. And if they don't respond or if they don't want to talk to you, like then they don't want to talk to you, you know, like then you know. You at least know that they don't want to talk to you, you know. Yeah. But yeah, I think the social aspect of my life is one that's like making me not as happy as I want to be. And like I used to struggle because of like getting in, like trying to find an internship or like stuff like that. And then I just came to like a realization that like I'm young, like I'm 21, but I'm still young, and like I don't have to rush. I mean, I don't have to like feel like it's the end of the world because I got rejected from an internship after an interview or stuff like that, you know, which I'm sure you've gone through before because
it's hard, man.
Looking for your own jobs. But yeah, so I think I'm happier now. It's just that, yeah, socially I should definitely reach out. And yeah. Yeah, and I don't have a girlfriend, so. Yeah. Do you have a girlfriend?
I do.
Oh, really? Okay.
I'm dating. I feel like you might know her. She went to Roots for a bit, and she was like part of Neo. She was, her name's Angie.
Oh, Angie! Yeah. Wait, what the? Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what the heck?
I'm dating Angie. I know that's like the reaction I get from everyone when I tell them I'm dating Angie. They're like, "What? That's so random." I'm like, "What?"
Well, yeah. How'd you guys meet?
We didn't meet at UW at all.
Oh.
It's funny because we didn't meet at UW. We actually met because we worked together at a place called Bobolust. Yeah, we were coworkers at Bobolust, but it was in Federal Way.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I think she's from Federal Way.
That's how we met. Yeah, she's from Federway, and then my family moved to Federway. It's a long story. My sister was like the manager, and then like there was like this whole thing, and then it's funny though, cause like while we were we never met at UW, but we lived in the same apartment. We lived at Lee. I mean, not Lee. We both lived at Loth.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah.
But
you guys like never like, at that time didn't talk or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we never met. Yeah, it was crazy.
Dude, that's crazy. How long?
Yeah, we're dating now. It's been a little over 8 months now.
Oh shoot, that's kind of long, actually. Yeah. Dang.
Yeah.
Going strong. Wow.
But yeah, dude. I wanted to like talk about your thing though, like about the reaching out to people. Dude, I feel that hard. Like, but then I think I'm realizing though, like everyone's like down to like talk. Hang out, like whatever it is. I think everyone's down. It's hard to initiate though, for sure, because like it's just been so long and like you kind of even don't know where to start. But and this is like advice I'm telling myself. I'm trying to learn too, but I feel like everyone's down.
I think that's one thing I realized too. It was like most people are just down to hang, but in my head I'm just like they probably aren't down to hang. You know what I mean? It's just like a mental.
It's
like,
that overthinking, thing,
you know. Mm. I am currently like.
You're open.
Yeah, and like I have someone in mind. I'm just curious if I should approach her, in a way that like kind of makes it obvious that I'm interested, or if I should go like not friend zone myself, you know, but like,
dude,
you know what I mean, you know, like.
Yeah. I think, I mean, like, obviously, I feel like you shouldn't be, like, too obvious and too, like, over the top.
Oh, of course.
You know, like, nice and, like, you know, stuff like that. But, honestly, I feel like, I feel like, you know, you should go for it. And, like, you should, like, you know, just at least give it a try. The worst that could happen is a no, I guess.
Yeah.
But then, like, I totally get it, though. Like, it's hard and, like.
Yeah.
But, you know, I feel like also you got to do a little, like, do you know what mirtang is? Mirtang?
Yeah, of course,
Do you know any Korean?
The push and pull thing,
You got to do a little mirtang, bro. Yeah, you got to do a little push and pull. You got to, like, sometimes be, like, you know, like, a little out there. But then, like, you can't do
it. Not respond right away. Or
for sure, for sure. You got to, at least 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
Sometimes longer.
Yeah, bro. I don't really know her, so I'm not gonna say like I like this person or like whatever it is. But it's just like an interesting.
But you want to. Okay, I like that. Yeah. You want to get to know her.
Yeah. So like, not trying to take it too like seriously, like, but at the same time, I'm like, maybe I should, because I have a bad, like, history of not reaching out. Even to my friend. So like if I want to like actually do something, then maybe I should like be more serious. Not that I'll be more serious in front of her, but like, you know, like more serious as in like trying to do something about what I feel. I'm gonna have to do some bleeps.
You gotta keep me updated with all this, dude. This is juicy.
Yeah I will. Hopefully something happens, whether, honestly, it's weird for me to say this, but good or bad, hopefully something happens. Like, as in, I actually meet up and, like, yeah.
I feel like it's better to, like, get a no than, like, regret not trying.
Exactly. Like, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, kind of thing.
Yes, sir. You know
what
I mean?
What a note to end on.
For real, that's the highlight. That's gotta be a clickbait.
Yeah, that's a clickbait right here. Kevin helping Kevin date. Dang, bro. Wow. Okay. I think that's pretty good, man. I think I was good. You got anything else to add? Any last words?
I think.
Yeah.
In terms of like. That situation, I guess, you know, just be yourself, man, and like,
yeah
I don't know, like, I think you're really cool. I think you're a good guy, so, you know, if they see that, then they see that. If not, then I guess not. But
yeah,
no, like, I appreciate then, you, you know, taking your time to do this.
Yeah. No, sorry. Yeah, yeah. Keep on going. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Nah, but yeah, I appreciate you doing this and taking your time, man. It was actually really fun. Like, you know, I've never done something like this. This is like definitely like stepping out of my comfort zone too, but I knew like I at least wanted to give it a try. And
yeah,
you know, I thought the worst you can say is no either too, you know, so that's how we're here. So I hope this can kind of sort of encourage you to do something.
Thanks, man. Thanks for listening, everyone, to this episode of the What's Up Podcast. Yeah, go follow Kevin Park or anything so that he can get a following and he'll be influencer one day. Yeah, whatever it is. Okay.